There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Let's get some more insight now on one of our top stories. It is energy, the World Energy Congress in Abu Dhabi. Day one yesterday. One of the people who was there was Sean Evers, managing partner of Gulf Intelligence here in Dubai, and he joins us now on the line. Sean, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
Going to get your thoughts on day one in a second, but first of all, have a listen to this. This is one of the key speakers yesterday, His Excellency Sultan Al Jaber. He's the head of ADNOC, as well as being a Minister of State here in the UAE, talking about the theme of the event.
The theme for this year's gathering, Energy for Prosperity, reminds us of the core mission of our industry, that is, to responsibly provide the energy needed for sustainable economic growth. And today, as we enter an age of disruption on multiple levels, this mission has become even more critical and more complex.
Disruption on multiple levels, says the boss of the Abu Dhabi National Oil Company. Sean, what was your key takeaway from yesterday?
Well, I think on the messaging from His Excellency Sultan Al Jaber, it's a message that you're seeing when you go to energy related of gatherings across the world in the last sort of 12 months. And it's the effort by the industry to sort of shift the message towards the positive. There's in the great energy transition and the issues of climate change, etc., the oil and gas industry has been impacted by somewhat negative messaging from external stakeholders. And there's been an effort by the industry to try and correct that messaging and point towards the sort of more positive, such as prosperity, and inevitably point out that energy is critical to every source of economic life. And it's a message that obviously needs to be punctuated, sort of states the obvious, but it's not a message that the industry has been making for 10, 20 years. It's sort of a recent one, and it's one that you saw yesterday in Abu Dhabi.
Sean, by all accounts, a worthy debut at the Congress for Saudi's new oil minister, Prince Abdulaziz bin Salman Al Saud.
Yes, it was. For somebody who has spent 30 years on the sort of fringe of the entourage, on the outer circle of the Saudi Energy Ministry delegations, he now took center stage yesterday, and under intense spotlight from, you know, the usual kind of 50, 60 journalists in a very hot scrum of demanding questions, he stood his ground and sort of presented himself in a very positive way.
Well, this is him. Let's hear from him now, Prince Abdulaziz bin Salman, talking on stage. And he was asked about some of the kind of gloomy forecasts about long-term demand for oil as we transition to driving electric cars and so on. And he references one of those gloomy outlooks and reports from the International Energy Agency. And I have to say, I was surprised. There's him cracking jokes and a lot of personality on stage. This is him.
I was just asked a few minutes ago, I think you hear the question.
Yes.
About the IEA projections, and I told the respectable reporter that if I to be concerned with IEA projections, I'll probably be in Prozac all the time.
Which is a great line for someone in their second day in the job. One of the things he spoke about was the alliance between OPEC, which includes Saudi Arabia and the UAE, of course, and also non-OPEC, and in particular, Russia. And one of his, again, another of his classic lines yesterday was that relationship with Russia and others could last till death us do part. What did you make of that, Sean?
Well, I think it is now the sort of anchor partnership of the oil markets, the Russia-Saudi, the OPEC, non-OPEC. And for, you know, for better or worse, it is the defining policy-making body, which has served the oil producers quite well in recent years. I'm unsure it will continue to do so. Russia aren't the most obedient of oil producers when it comes to, and we're already seeing their commitment somewhat lax to the production cuts that they have committed to. But I think the more significant question regarding the new Saudi energy minister is, I think, what exactly his role will be. It is important to point out that the first time in the history of the kingdom that they have separated the job of chairman of the national oil company, Saudi Aramco, and the job of the Saudi minister. If you do not have a direct sort of executive line of authority over the national oil company, it sort of does, one begs the question, is, well, what is the job description of this new position? And that really was the question everybody was asking yesterday, and I think only time will tell.
Sean, did you get a flavour of much positivity about the oil price equilibrium for the next few months or year?
I think there was a general view emerging that prices holding on to 60 are possibly the best that one could hope for at this time, unless oil producers, i.e. the OPEC plus the Saudi-Russia alliance and the other 20-odd countries, are willing to make deeper supply cuts. But they are not due to meet again until December, so it's unlikely that will happen. So the status quo remaining on supply, demand outlook seems to be on a weakening trend line. As we all know, the U.S.-China trade war trumbles on and gives somewhat insecurity to confidence in investment. So the outlook for demand is weakening. So I think that the mood generally seems to be, if we can hold to 60 for the rest of the year, we'll be doing well.
Sean Evers, Managing Partner of Gulf Intelligence, joining us on the line from the World Energy Congress in Abu Dhabi. Thanks very much indeed for your time.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.